Vandalism. Makueni's Department of Lands, Urban Planning and Environment County Executive Committee member, SEM, Nicholas Nzioka has lamented over the rampant vandalism of financing locally led Climate Action Program, FLLOCA, water projects in Makueni County. Nzioka said that the vandalism of the water projects was like a punishment to the people and animals, while adding that the individuals involved in this theft were enemies of the county. The rampant vandalism of the water projects is causing unnecessary agony to people and animals that are supposed to benefit from the projects. You punish the entire system, said Nzioka during a sensitization of Makueni County Environment Committee at a hotel in Machakos on Friday. In this regard, he said there was a need to form networks and ensure the incidences of vandalism were reported to the police so that the culprits would be arrested and prosecuted. The SEM disclosed that Kiasi Water Project in Alima Ward, water pipes were removed and many people who depended on it to get water for domestic use and watering animals were suffering. The two-day workshop that started on Thursday was funded by FLLOCA, who wanted the CEC members to understand their role in the program. On environment, Nzioka said that it was imperative for parents to inculcate issues of environment in their children so that they could develop good attitude as they grew. He further said that there was need for concerted efforts to ensure the environment was clean, while warning those polluting the rivers that their days were numbered. Speaking at the same workshop, Makueni County Commissioner, CC, Mr. Henry Wafula warned those involved in the vice that they risked prosecution. Wafula also put on notice chiefs and their assistants, warning that they would face dire consequences if projects in their area of jurisdiction were vandalized. Chiefs and their assistants should work closely to ensure no vandalism of government projects take place, Wafula warned. I urge chiefs and their assistants to ensure no vandalism occurs in their area of jurisdiction, said Wafula. Meanwhile, the administrator pointed that Kabwezi and Mbuni West were leading in defilement cases, though they were reducing.